Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
When we got the wind of what the theme of this morning is, I know that must have been called coming from a deep experience of prayer, because it's just a prophetic word. Immediately I saw the theme, a city set on a hill. I knew it was just a prophetic word that God has brought to us. And I just want you to be open the next few minutes so that the Lord can speak to our heart. The book of Matthew, chapter number 15. You know, it so happened to be a profound expression in the middle of a teaching that Jesus was doing on the mount. You know, for those of us who went with us to Israel the last year journey, when we got to the mountain of Beatitudes, I was trying to describe some things to us on that mountain. Jesus specifically took his time to describe basic dimensions of the expression of the character that brings the life of God out of a believer in that mountain that we now call the Mount of Beatitudes. And he taught so much on that mountain. But as he was concluding that teaching, he came into a moment where he began to emphatically describe the position of a believer in the earth. And that's where we got the theme of this meeting from. And that is in verse 13. Immediately, he finished describing those very powerful postures and attitudes that causes the life of God to flow through the character and the postures of believer. Then he began to describe who a believer is. He began to describe, after possessing all these levels of character, this is what you then become. And he emphatically began to speak from verse 13, which I decided not to go into all those postures and positions, inward positions that Jesus began to describe, because it's going to take a whole of our time. But after all these beatitudes, this is what you become. After you have synchronized your life into the life of God, and you are beginning to express true character that is in God, this is what statement Jesus made. And it was emphatic and direct. It is what a believer will be. And one of it is that which we lifted to be, because they are all saying the same thing, to be the theme of this meeting. He said in verse 13, you are. That is a very definite statement. He said, you are, not you are gonna be. This is God's intention for you. Not maybe. This is where you are. This is who you are. This forms the basis of the identity that God is bringing you to in Christ Jesus. And he said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Two or three major figures of speech to describe believers' identity. The first is, you are the salt. You are the salt of, it's a profound statement. Say, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses flavor, how shall it be re-seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. That one is for another day. That one is a serious matter on its own. Then in verse 14, he says, you are, very definite and emphatic statement again, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. The implication of being the light of the world is that he used the figure of speech again. He said, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. And he moved on in the next verse. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Neither do men light a candle and put it where? Under a bushel. But on a candlestick. Another translation says a candle stand. It looks to me as if one of the most important elements of human existence is where a man stands. That is placement and positions. Positioning looks to me as if it's the determinant factor in relevance. How relevant you are will be determined by how well placed the position you are. So Jesus said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a what? A bushel. But they would rather put it on a candle stand that it may what? That he may give light. That means if you light a candle and it's not well placed, it will not give the kind of illumination that is required. So it's important that we understand the importance of placements and positioning. And in all that God is saying here is that if I have made you a thing of value, a person of value, I then will not allow you to be of no benefit. So you are the light of the world, and the implication is that you will be a city set. And the word set is very relevant to the word placed. A city, what? Set on a hill cannot be hid or cannot be hidden. So my emphasis is in placement, position for relevance. And that's one of God's prerogatives. That when God put value in a life, he then has to find a way of bringing that value to relevance. Are you still here? And it looks to me as if this year you are stepping into another level of relevance. Amen. In the face of the earth. Amen. What will speak to the whole church will speak to every individual. One of the criteria of placement is timing. In God's purpose, one of the criteria of placement is what? Timing. There are some things that will not happen except by designated timing. By the timing that God decides in his own power and authority. For he makes all things beautiful in his time. If you force out an egg that is incubated before time, the chick that is being formed that comes out of it will not survive because it's not time. And it looks to me as if your ninth year is a year of perfect timing for delivery. Nine is actually a month that completes the cycle of what? Pregnancy. And When that timing is completed, I'm speaking prophetically to the house that the Lord is birthing a new thing. And what the Lord is birthing this season is going to bring more visibility. Not just visibility, but visibility for relevance, for impact. When he said you are the light of the world, what he is saying is that you will no longer be thinking of yourself as a liability, but an asset. There is nowhere you take light and it is disadvantage, except where it is the domain of darkness. The only place where light is called disadvantage is where the works of the devil is being fostered. All right? Like, if you beam your light, there was a day I was driving back in the night and I got into an area where some of these hoodlums prepare their work of evil. And I just beamed my full light, and if you see the reaction was that they just dispersed immediately. Because light is a powerful force. If you say you are the light of the world, it says you are an asset. You will be sought after. Can I prophesy to you? This is who God says you are. You are the light of the world. Living organism, living people gravitate towards light. Light is attractive. It's beautiful to behold. Light is an asset. It's not a liability. And the Lord says to tell you this morning that it's your season of relevance. Amen. Now the truth is, of what advantage is a light that is not properly placed? You can imagine that this thing is here. How well will it serve us? This season, may the Lord begin to command repositioning for us. One of the things that the enemy does more often is that when he knows he can't stop the value that is in you, he also wants to fight your positioning. Because he knows that your value is of no essence if you are not well positioned. Are you with me? Are you with me? One of our daughters in the Lord just had a baby. When they were getting married, that guy had been around this lady for so long. But the lady was not well positioned to receive. Oh. Then one of those nights, I called her. I said, come, there is a veil around you we need to break. There are two levels of veil. There are the ones that veil a man from being visible. There is another one that veils a man from sight. Both of them are obstructive to light. The one that does not just make you see the direction of your relevance. Some people's direction is always the direction of awkwardness. What they are attracted to has no value. It was just like Jesus, who was walking to a tree, assuming it has fruit because it has leaves. A lot of people are attracted to emptiness. Some people would have journeyed there before they could discover there is nothing there. It's one of the works of the adversary. The enemy always presenting false hope. False hope. Jesus took a long journey to a tree and only found out that the tree was only attractive and not productive. Of what use is an attractive tree without productivity? In Nigeria context, we call it faworaja. It looks like it, but it does not have the fruit. When Jesus got there, he cursed the tree. He said, this will always confuse people. So I must curse this tree. This tree will always confuse people. I speak against every monument that has been raised for confusion that is around your life. And I command them to drive from the root. There is something about visibility and there's something about sight. May the two happen to you. Yeah. I said, may the two happen to you. Yeah. You know, that's one of our daughters. When we finished praying, I said, why will you not marry this guy? He said, I don't know. He said, I don't just feel anything. He brought a young man to me. The young man was already planning another marriage. She didn't know. The young man would prefer to park at the junction of their house and not go inside. Why is the man coming? He himself does not know. Why is he coming? It's a work of darkness. He knows he doesn't have any mission, but he's coming to distract. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
So that the destiny will be tampered with. So, and you know the funny thing? Our daughter was attracted to the one that was coming to play. The one that was meaning well. That one had been waiting for 4 or 5 years. I said, but I just like this guy. Then the man came to me. When he came, the Lord told me, this is the guy. I said, I don't know how to force people into the marriage. I have to pray for this girl to see what I'm seeing. Then one day I walked up to the house. I said, get me a bottle of oil. That's all I'm coming to do. I'm coming to anoint you for your eyes to open. Jesus was with the disciple until he broke the bed. Their eyes opened. There are seasons where God has to be the one to activate sight for you. And you are coming to that season again. It's a season of visibility. Oh, your vistas are rising with brightness. In the name of Jesus. You will no longer see men as trees. Anytime you discuss light, you discuss sight. And my wife knows the person I'm talking about. I was speaking with her after she had a baby. And she said, Daddy, I can't understand. This is where I am. This is where I should have been years ago. I pray for you, child of God, that is connected to this voice this morning. Every season you miss, there is a reconnecting junction. I said there is a reconnecting junction. God of another chance will visit you. I hear the Lord say, he is a God of a new beginning. He will visit you. And right about now, your sight shall be clear. You will know how to navigate. In the name of Jesus. God asked Ezekiel, dig through this small hole. And he dug. Then it became a big passage. And he began to see clearly what was happening in Israel. There are times that it takes God's instruction for you to begin to perceive clearly what the Lord wants you to see. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, can I say this to you? That there are certain levels of reward that cannot come except there is visibility. There are certain attacks on men that they don't know it's an attack. Oh, you will not suffer.
Amen.
I was praying some time ago. And the Lord told me, he said, you know, the scripture we were reading, when he was concluding, Jesus said, let your light so shine that what? Before men, that they may see. There are times men need to see. It takes a consideration of sight of your works to be rewarded. I'm not talking about casual sight, though. The sight that compels reward. Somebody is raising his hand for that. Yes. I've been there.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. I receive
it. That year, he said, I will cause your light to shine that men will see. Oh. You know, that time, I used to think I was doing humble ministry. I didn't know that the enemy was cheating me. I thought, Ayo, it's just an humble guy. I don't preach this thing for reward. The Lord is my reward. And I preach and suffer. I don't have finances. Then one day, God told me. He said, you have to be seen. I have to place you for sight. He said, it is not that people are not seeing you, but they are not perceiving you rightly. He said, now I will cause them to perceive you rightly.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So when I was returning from camp, I went to the state house here, and I met one of the fathers of the faith in the land. Immediately I was going, the Lord said, I will use this man as an instrument to open you up for illumination. So I said, Daddy, can I help you with your Bible? He said, do I know you? I said, not really, sir. He said, you are a wise man. He said, there is something you want. I can see. There's something you want. He said, you are a wise man. I said, this envelope. He said, keep your envelope. I said, please, sir, just a little. He said, keep your envelope. Okay, but if you give or not, it's not based on your giving. But there is a grace that happened to me, that as if he knew what God told me. He said, there was a grace that happened to me that I started seeing reward. He said, your season of reward now comes. Hello, it was not in a service. It was on the road. I was marching between the governor's wife office to the governor's office. That time I was always broke. I knew the president, I knew the governor, I knew everybody, I was broke. That very evening, Prof called me from South Africa. He said, Pastor Ayo, I was just thinking about you. I said, what? He said, I discovered that almost every step of my journey, you have prophesied every matter. He said, now I'm standing in another doctorate in South Africa. And I just remembered you today. I said, when last did I bless this man with an offering? He said, have I even ever sent you money before? I said, hey, that's not an issue. He said, it's an issue. He said, today I want to start blessing you with money. Something was littered around me. Since that day, oh my God. So there are places I go to, I will still be the one to give them money. But now, if I give them money, God will double it back for me before I leave the place. When I go to places now, I don't even ask them, how do you want to take care of me? What to tell? If you don't put me in the right place, I'll check myself into a good place. Because I'm comfortably doing my assignment. And that's the truth. Do you know, it became very clear to me that since that day, my good works was being perceived better and rightly. People will come to my house to come and give me offerings. They will travel from far and come and meet me in the house and say, sir, we thought we should appreciate you. We thought we should appreciate you. We thank you for your contribution. What contribution? The time I was laboring in the bush, going from mission to mission, we didn't even have money to fund it. Hello? Prophet, this season is for visibility. Step forward here with your wife. I didn't come here to preach so much, but I come here to prophesy to men and women for repositioning. Amen. There is a way to be perceived.
It's not a day for jackets. There is a way to perceive and to be perceived.
All right? There is a way to see and there's a way to be seen. When you are perceived correctly, honor will come to you. Reward will come to you. Many of you here, at the sight of your name, at the mention of your name, reward will spring forth. I told you here before in this Lagos state, there was contention about an appointment that was to be given to me. I was not there. One man was fighting for me. He's a Muslim. He was the attorney general of the state. He was fighting everywhere. People would come and meet me and say, are you close to so-so person? I said, I've not even met him. He said, but he's the one. He went to meet all the authorities carrying my name. And when I was sworn in, and I came one day and met him, he didn't know me. I said, how are you, sir? He said, how are you, sir? How are you, sir? I said, do you know me? He said, I think I've seen this face somewhere. I said, my name is Ayoje. He said, hey, yeah, my brother. This is my brother. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. Said, this is my brother. Ah, so you are the one. Oh, my God. He hugged me again. I said, what? You're a good man. Do you know after that time, we didn't become friends. He had played this role. Every hemisphere of progress that is sent to turn your journeys around, from this hour, they will find you. The first thing, as I will tell you how important what I'm speaking about this morning is, the first thing that must happen to Jesus when he was born was for people to perceive he was around, the right people. You don't need everybody. Help me tell somebody, you don't need everybody. Sometimes it's not even your sibling or your uncle. But the Lord has to make you visible in the right quarters. The people who see you must not have met you. Am I talking this morning? It is a spiritual technology. The people you need might not have met you, but the Lord would have shown you who you are. By the time they see you, all the qualities of who God showed them will be found in you. Journeys of life become cumbersome without visibility. It is the visibility that puts you in the right network. Shepherds keeping flock, watch over their flock by night. They were busy people. They don't attend to many things. Angels appear to them. Did you hear me? Angels appeared to them. A lady said, I was watching you on your broadcast. Then when myself and my wife slept, and both of us had a dream of you coming, I was not the one they saw. They saw angels, but the interpretation in their heart was, it was Pastor Ayode. When they finished, the Lord, he said, you came and told us that surgery will not happen. No, it will not happen. It will not happen. And he said, when you were doing your broadcast, you said there was somebody here, you're planning a surgery and something, the word hit us. But to emphasize it, you came to my dream, you came to my husband's dream, and said, that surgery will not happen. And we woke up, we tried to find your number, we didn't get it, and we received that word in faith because it was sent to us in the spirit. And the surgery did not happen. My wife was totally ill. And when they got me on phone one day, Prophet, we want to bless God. Hey, God is so cool. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know what you're thanking me for. Then the husband said, I'll be coming to Nigeria. Please, just your address. I was contemplating, should I give this man? I don't know you. There are all kinds of things happening in this world. I can't just give you my address. They pestered. I say, oh Lord, unto you I commit my soul. I give this guy my address. Guide me, oh. And the day he was coming to my house, I was the only one at home. So I helped to open all the windows and the doors. I made sure I met him outside. When I met him, he was a seemingly young man. And I said, so why do you have to come all the way? He said, my wife said, if you don't see this man before coming back, it will be a sin to God. And he spent 5 minutes and packed the envelope and gave me in foreign currency. 5 minutes. Before, I used to preach the same gospel with greater tenacity. Nobody noticed it. Nobody. In fact, the people that invite me to preach will ask me for money. They say, Pastor, you are coming from Lagos. You will see something. I remember one day I went to somewhere in Kwara. When I was coming back, the people who invited me said, they didn't have money to give me for transport. I didn't carry a car. I came by public transport. Ha! Thank God I have money to sustain myself back. Then to now worsen, to give me a crisis. They now said, the church agreed to give you yam. Big, big yams. I wanted to ease on them. I said, no, yam no day Lagos. So on top say, you know, give me transport money. I go still pay kaya. We go carry this one to park. I go still pay for extra luggage. Inside, these people must be wicked people. That is what happens to you when the season of reward is not yet announced. Am I communicating with somebody this afternoon? One day, I thought that guy honestly was a 419. He will call me morning, night, evening. Hello, man of God. Please, I'm coming to Nigeria. Say, hey, come to Nigeria. Am I your uncle? Come to Nigeria. And I went to check the guy out on Facebook to survey. When I survey, I said, this one is not a Christian. I said, I won't allow him to come to my house. So he said, where will I meet you? I said, Adeniyi Jones. And I called 3 guys so that he will be there when I was walking in the flesh. When he came, virtually on the street, he knelt down the street before me. I said, stand up, don't embarrass me. He said, I will kneel down. You have blessed me. He said, let me call my other friends in the U.S. We pray together with your messages. We will play it. We are like 5. We will pray and pray and pray. I said, me? How? Where? He said, you can't understand, sir. He said, this is the offering from the 3 of us together. We contributed, they sent me to meet you. I said, okay. He said, is this your house? I said, no. Later, we cannot talk about my house. But, hallelujah. Then, he packaged an offering and gave me. I got in the car. I said, from where to where? I said, where are all these things coming from? I entered the city. I didn't want nobody to know I was around. One of the government officials saw me from the airport and said, Pastor Ayo, you are in town? I said, yes, I'm in town. He said, my official car takes you around. So he gave me an orderly and this. So when I was going finally back to the airport and people saw me, and one of our politicians here that were going to Lagos together, immediately they dropped me and the police were drawing my bag. The politician here said, Jeje, here again. Everywhere we go, now you don't know people. Now there you don't know people. You're all too much. Oh, even for Ondo State and even for here, Ondo State, oddly they follow you. When your season shifts into seasons of great relevance, reward will begin to beckon. Your good works will become visible. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Are you here? And I'm just starting. I've not given testimony because this thing is just gliding up. And I can assure you, once illumination starts, it will keep spreading. This year, as we celebrate the 9th anniversary, I speak the word of the Lord. Your light will shine. Men will see your good works. They will glorify. Your good will not be evil spoken of. Men will see. Every manipulation happening around your destiny will shut it down. Can you stand on your feet? If you feel this young man is qualified to pray over you, can you stand on your feet? Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Paul said, when they turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Nevertheless, when they turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Nevertheless, when they turn, lift your hand and say, we turn to you, Lord. Say it again, we turn to you, O God. Say it again, we turn to you, O God. Say it again, we turn to you, O Lord. Let the veil be taken away. Hold somebody's hand and say, let the veil be taken away. Say it again, let the veil be taken away. Say one more time, let the veil be taken away. Hear me. It's not that you are not good. It's just that you are not well pleased. It's not that you are not good. Some people who don't have your qualities have been rewarded more than you. Lord, the Lord has to place you. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Hear me, child of God. One of the things that causes reward is placement. And I come here, I bring you the sound of heaven. I bring you the sound of heaven. As the sound of heaven is released, the wind of the Spirit will blow and you will be repositioned. I speak to you, child of God. You will be repositioned. I am I was in my office, a young lady came and he said, I want to take another shop because that place is not strategic. And the Lord said, tell the woman to shut up. It's not just that it's not strategic, it's that you are not well positioned in the spirit. So she jokingly, because she was very familiar with me, she jokingly said, this word you are saying, make I take, I'm like word of pastor, you are a pastor now, I take it. I said, if you will take it, I will also come with you to your shop. I will make you the leader among those who sell there. Now she comes to the office to stock my put things. He said, it's like magical, pastor. After that time, it was as if they called the attention of people to my place. Hear me. There is a placement here in the physical. There is a placement in the spirit. I command a shift for you. I command a shift for you. A shift into the proper place. We call the wise men of this ministry from the hands of the earth. Let them come. The men who possess treasures with which you must travel. Treasures with which you must travel. Can you speak in the Holy Ghost? 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 None of you shall be in want of reward. I am Roshika Benahale. Erusa Badakona. Don't be quiet. Don't let this moment meet you with silence. I give you 3 more minutes. Release your sound. Let that wind take you. Let that wind take you. A new season comes over your life. Adomana suta faba roshakada. Ayaya bakosekele bele korobanas. Efa sotapa. Eruba kemina hale. Oshad de burakam de basuta. Maroshekebi lokada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are in any kind of confusion, put your hand upon your head. I just see confusion. I command that darkness to lift over you. I'm saying it three times. If you want to shift, you say a very deep amen. And say me two more times. I command that darkness to lift over your life. After this one more time, you will know what to do. I command that cloud of darkness to lift up for your life. Yes. Bring that lady. Bring her out. 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 I'm calling one more. Calling one more. I'm calling one more. I'm calling one more. I'm calling one more. I'm calling one more. Everybody, put your hand upon your head now. Put your hand upon your head now. Put your hand upon your head now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every cloud that have restricted you and bring you into confinement, I command it to break up your life. And doing it two more times. And doing it two more times. Every confinement. Break! One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Your brightness will be like fire. 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 Every confinement of darkness, give way. Ayarama Shata. Shataka. Maka Shata. Yora Shotapana. The final one. If the oil, if that power touches anyone, bring that one out. Bring that one out. Bring that one out. Bring that one. The final one the Lord is asking me to do. Abarosiko Belehashi. Put your hand upon your head, everyone. Every works of Satan is terminated. 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 It expires now. The final one, every man, every woman that is here tonight, let the oil of visibility locate you. Locate you for your reward. Let a season of reward begin. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I bring you into a season of greater reward. Greater reward. Ashata Baroka. I am a Kusaka.